Zarubbala wrote that down, 207. Jaru means, of course, the broom. So, Jaru Mandala. So, on the full moon night of autumn, Shishilara and Krishna left the gopis in Sevakunj and wandered all alone by themselves. So Nikunja Van, or Nikunja Kunj, is it Nikunja Kunj? Nidavan. Nikunja Van, Nikunja Van. They were exploring the natural beauty of the forest. They were enjoying the lakes, the gardens and streams, and they were totally unaware that other gopis were following their footprints. By that time they had reached a large tree just south of Mohantea. Lara was too tired to continue. Just as she was about to climb up on Krishna's shoulder, they heard the voices of the gopis. Unwilling to face the gopis' criticism, Krishna suddenly disappeared. He didn't want to be known as being partial to Srimati Radharani. In this way, Radha was thrown into great despair. When the other gopis saw her, she felt, she looked like a flesh which had fallen out of a dark blue cloud and landed on the bottom of the earth and was lying there. This is a poetical expression. Radha is compared like a flesh and Krishna like a cloud. So if the flesh is, if Radha is separated from Krishna, she looks like a flesh which has fallen on the ground. The gopis found Radharani and she was lying there under one tree, and just by seeing the amount of pain and separation which Radha felt when she was no longer together with Krishna, they all understood that indeed she was the dearest of all the gopi associates to Krishna. See, Krishna was afraid if he was seen alone with Radha, they would be very envious on Radharani. So, leaving Radha and showing, and in this way, taking care that she was found by the gopis, would give the gopis a very clear understanding which would remain for the rest of their time with them, that indeed Radha was the highest of all the other gopis. So this was the idea that was Krishna's plan. So devotees still come under that tree, gather under this tree. It's a special tree where Radharani was found alone by the gopis. Indeed, that tree would have perished long ago from the shame of being a reminder of Radha's suffering, had Krishna not desired it to live to serve the Dharma and the devotees who congregate there. For many centuries, devotees have found this tree in Vrindavan, and have called it, given it the name of the Viraha Taru. Taru, taru means tree, and Viraha means separation. So this is the tree which still reminds us of the separation Radharani felt. And it became a very popular area, and still is, for devotees to gather there and hear Krishna Koto without any, because the atmosphere is so good. When you want to hear about Krishna or chant Krishna's holy name, you must have some feeling. And the best feeling is you must feel that without Krishna my life is meaningless. You must feel, you can approach this feeling very easily by understanding without love in your heart your life is dry, like a stick, a lifeless stick from a tree. So the devotee wants to have love of Krishna in his life. Otherwise, if he doesn't have that love of Krishna, then he feels, I'm dry, my life is useless. You should go through your life and think, how much love have I had this today in my heart? When it is a lot, your day is successful. When it is little, your day is a little successful. That is the measurement of success in our spiritual life. So, now, once there was a blind old woman who took up a residence near the tree. She would make all her money by grinding wheat on a stone, like we have heard today in the lecture of Dr. Raju, that in old times wheat was ground fresh. So this blind lady had some two very good grinding stones, and people would come and give her flour, and she would, because she could not do anything else, she was blind, she would grind the tree, the wheat, and hear also Krishna Koto at the same time. She would grind grains day and night. Now, unfortunately, this created a distraction. The devotees who were going to listen to Krishna Koto, they heard this other grinding noise, and you know, when you have not so much taste in the holy name or in Krishna Katha, then any little distraction is an excuse for the mind to go there and to leave the holy name or Krishna Katha. So that devotees went to her and said, dear elderly lady, can't you go somewhere else to grind your wheat? We are always distracted. She says, listen, where can I go? I'm blind, I don't know where to go. Have some mercy to a blind old lady. So finally the local pandits and the devotees became so upset with this disturbance created by the old lady that they decided to leave this Viraha Taru and go somewhere else for their Krishna Katha. Krishna thought, oh no, if these devotees will hear the Krishna Katha at another place than this pastime place,
this will not be so very good.
He appeared before the blind woman and gave her eyes.
She saw Krishna. Krishna placed his lotus feet on the grinding stone and said, "Can't you see that you are creating a disturbance by this grinding? The devotees are leaving, so you must stop this at once." The older lady cried and said, "I'm so old, how will I live?" And Krishna said, "Very simple. I will take care of you. You must know that I'm liking to take care of my devotees who follow my orders. I will take care of you very nicely, you will see." Krishna took his lotus feet and pressed it into the stone, and when he took the lotus feet away, there was a perfect footprint of his lotus foot. Krishna pointed at his footprint and said, "The news that he is a footprint of me will soon spread amongst the Brajvasis. Locals and pilgrims will come and offer their respects. They will worship this footprint with tulsi leaves and flowers, and they will also place a few coins on the footprint. You may take from these donations whatever you need in order to maintain your life." the lady stopped grinding her wheat on her own, and she lived very happily from the income which came with people through some coins and footprints. I have been in Russia at two places. I have seen one in Kumatau, in a well, and one on the Red Square, where people throw coins into a well and ask for blessings. So in old times, the people would also bring some coins to a temple and also to some holy thing like a footprint on a stone. And they would get, they would ask for blessings and so on. So this pastime shows you how Krishna has so much concern for his devotees, concern that they listen to his narrations, his katha, at a place of pastime, where the pastimes took place. And also, Krishna is concerned for those devotees who are dependent on and cannot make their livelihood on their own. Krishna is helping them, like he says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Ananyas chintayam tumam ye janaha paipasate te sham nitya vyoktanam yogakshemam mahamya." He takes care. So that is a very... But I have personally also seen, when you hear about Krishna, or you talk about Krishna, now, or chant his holy name at a place where Krishna's pastimes have taken place, then there is more potency in your shravanam and kirtanam. Like we are now daily hearing about Krishna and chanting with four different voices and four different melodies, and very enthusiastically, and that has certainly some potency, but when we do this in Vrindavan, it is much more satisfying to the heart. We hear about Krishna. In a hospital, but when we hear about Krishna at Govinda Kund or Govardhan or Vrindavan, it is so much more appreciated. In fact, Sanatana Goswami encourages us that we do these processes, especially he speaks of kirtan at holy places of Krishna's pastimes, the lila stars. Just like the narration about Pakshistan, also this narration of Jaru Mandala tells us something about Radha and Krishna's concerns for their present devotees. In fact, when the gopis found Krishna, found Radharani in this state where Krishna had left her, they were very much moved, and they took Radharani and went together with her to the Yamuna and chanted there his holy names. They first tried to find Krishna by looking all over the forest, but when they couldn't find him, they went to the Yamuna and chanted there on the banks of the Yamuna. With great, great feelings they chanted. That caused Krishna to finally appear before them. He looked as beautiful as the god of love, but Krishna felt a little bit guilty of having made the gopis or wander or wait for so long. So he took his chadar, which was covering his chest, in his hand, and this way the gopis could see his garland very easily. Normally Krishna had, it was evening, he had his chadar over his chest, but now he took the chadar off because he wanted to show the gopis, see how I care for you. Look at my chest, it has the same garland which you made for me. I have not ignored the garland. I carried it all the smile with me. That's how much I care for you. So please don't think I left you. And then Krishna said to Srimati Radharani, I wish that you asked me now for a blessing. Radharani asked for a very, very unusual blessing, which I would like to share with you. It's in that ring book on the small little table, that blue book, Vajrayana, and it's a very nice verse where she asks Krishna for a very particular blessing. Would you like to know this blessing, or is it of only little interest for you?
Please.
It is of great interest for you.
Yes.
I will try to find it for you. The gopis saw their beloved after a long separation, and then Radha asked Krishna to bestow the following blessings on those who have taken up residence in Braj.
she said, "O Krishna, kindly bless all those who have given up everything except the hope of attaining you, to remain steadfastly committed to residence in the region of Mathura, which is filled with intense sweetness. O Lord of Kukula, you must show them friendship and reveal yourself to them in your form as a charming cowherd youth." So she says, first of all, bless those who come to Vrindavan with the determination and inner strength to stay in the holy Dham, and then bless them in a way that they can bless them in a way that they can ultimately attain you. That blessing you must give them. I think this is a very nice meditation when you go to Vrindavan and you're determined to do your seva there, then Krishna has promised to Radharani, who asked him once to one day show himself to you. This is the blessing. And that's why Krishna was not satisfied when the devotees wanted to leave that place. He wanted them to stay committed to remain there, and then he was ready to show himself to them. He showed himself first to the old lady and stopped her from making noise. I hope sometimes that Krishna will also come to the people with the loudspeakers in Vrindavan, wherever they are, and step on their loudspeakers, stop making the loudspeaker noise. All right, so this is my... All right, let's have a...